It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Will new U.S. penalties on Bangladesh hurt more than they help?
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer or mobile device instantly streamed by Netflix to save you time, money, and hassle. Free 30-day trial now at netflix.com/APM.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. The Obama administration is accusing Bangladesh of not moving quickly enough to safeguard its workers following this spring's terrible factory collapse. To drive home its complaint, the U.S. says it's taking away Bangladesh's duty-free access to the American market, a move that will drive up tariffs on goods made in the South Asian country. With developments today, the BBC's Mahfouz Sadiq is in the capital city of Dhaka. Mr. Sadiq, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Government officials in Bangladesh are reacting to what is essentially a punishment from the U.S. What are they saying?
Well, Bangladesh's foreign ministry has said concrete and visible measures have been taken, actually, to improve factory safety and protect workers' rights. And they've actually termed the suspension as shocking for the country's factory workers. And different officials of the government have reacted strongly. But they have also expressed hope that within a few months, one of the officials have gone on to even point out 6 months, they will be able to have a discussion and maybe get this lifted.
What exactly does the U.S. want out of Bangladesh?
President Obama's proclamation, where he goes on to add that because Bangladesh is not taking steps to afford internationally recognized worker rights, that is why the U.S. government has taken this decision. I think from the part that is understood here as well, that this is a signal that if Bangladesh and the government here, as well as factory owners, don't take measures to improve workers' safety as well as labor rights, this could have repercussions, not just for the U.S., but also outside globally. For example, the European Union, which does export even a larger chunk of the export business of the garments that come out of Bangladesh.
The BBC's Mahfouz Sadiq from Bangladesh, Dhaka. Mr. Sadiq, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Now let's do the numbers. That volatile Nikkei was in its happy place today on a rise of 3.5%. Japanese factory output went up 2%. The FT 100 in London currently down 0.1%. Yesterday, the Dow went up 114 points, 0.75%. And crucially, the 10-year bond yield is easing to 2.48%. Bloomberg News is reporting that media mogul John Malone of Charter Communications is looking at ways that he might buy no less than Time Warner Cable. Time Warner's board is said to be very uninterested.
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. Streamed now by Netflix, a great value. Netflix Streaming has lots of movie and television options, including past seasons of House of Cards, Breaking Bad, and Arrested Development. Watch them using Netflix Instant Streaming and find thousands of other TV series and movies during your free 30-day trial at netflix.com/APM.
In the workplace, you generally don't have a First Amendment right to whip out your video camera to document the indignities that you face every day. Same as in school. Now, that didn't stop fourth grader Zachary Maxwell. No one would believe him about the cafeteria food at his public school in Brooklyn, New York. So, all sneaky, Zachary shot video of his cafeteria experience, where he found the fancy online menus often diverged from the lunch tray reality. His film, called Yuck, was just shown at the Manhattan Film Festival. It's wrapping up this weekend. Zachary, who's now completed fifth grade and going off to middle school in the fall, joins us. Hello, Zachary.
Hi.
So why did you make this film? What prompted you to do this, my friend?
Well, it all started out as a disagreement between me and my parents, where I wanted to bring my own lunch when my parents wanted me to eat the school lunch, because they showed me the menu and I told them that's not what I was getting served, and of course they didn't believe me. So,
well, in your film, you can see the menu. It looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like fine stuff on there.
Yeah, but I brought a flip camera to the lunchroom, and I recorded the school lunch. And when I brought back the footage, they were like so surprised. They were like, oh, my God.
Well, here's an example, for instance.
Golden crispy cheese sticks with marinara sauce and fresh braised collards.
Okay, so golden crispy cheese sticks with marinara sauce and fresh braised collard greens. And then in the film, you see what you actually got that day. What'd you get?
Nothing but cheese sticks.
It's like a styrofoam tray with like five or six cheese sticks and then three portion control packets of ketchup in the lower right, right?
Yeah.
And it is entertaining. But you make some pretty serious points here. For instance, let's listen to this section.
Did you know that there are about 250 calories in a school lunch crispy chicken sandwich? So that means you would have to eat almost five fresh and delicious apples to get the same calorie count as one crispy chicken sandwich. Now let me ask you something. If you were a hungry 9-year-old kid, which would you rather eat? Five fresh and delicious apples or a yummy crispy chicken sandwich? Exactly.
It's so interesting. The idea is that, come on, really, a healthy kid who's not overweight, you're not going to eat five apples to get the calories that you would from one of these crispy sandwiches, right?
Well, I mean, everybody likes pizza and chicken sandwiches. But maybe if, like, vegetables looked and tasted good, maybe kids would try it and maybe they would like it. But if they looked bad or they didn't exist on the tray, then kids probably won't even like it or anything.
Now, what are you working on now?
Well, my next project is going to be a first-person documentary about adolescence, puberty, and what middle school girls think of guys with braces.
But why? You're not wearing braces now. You think you might have to get some?
Yeah, buck tooth.
Oh, I don't know. I think your teeth look fine to me, but okay.
In the meantime, I actually started my own production company called Maxwell Project. I'm going to look for clients who want me to make small little movies for them.
Oh, so you're going into this business now, Zachary?
A little.
A little. Actually, it sounds quite significantly. Zachary Maxwell is writer and director of Yuck, a fourth grader's short documentary about school lunch. Zachary, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you want to see the trailer to Zachary's film, go to marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.